Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. New Kentucky Farm Service Agency Director Brian Laceville has been on the job for 8 months. Laceville, who has a background in agriculture, finance, lending, and farm analysis, says it's been a steep learning curve since he was appointed by Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue.
We got up there in October and trying to get acclimated. Steep learning curve, obviously. I've hovered around the Farm Service Agency on both the program and loan side my whole career, but it looks differently when you're looking from the inside out. But my first blush at everything, I can tell you we've got a great program in the state. I'm so blessed to be part of it.
Laceville says he's been impressed with the Farm Service Agency staff across the state.
We have 64 county offices and a state office, and they are all staffed with dedicated, hardworking folks that are committed to working for the Kentucky producer and doing everything they can for them. Love their job, show up smiling, and do that. The concerning factor we have right now is we have a lot that are nearing retirement age. There was a large surge of hire in 1986, and now these folks are at least fully eligible to retire.
He says one of his main concerns is continuing staffing adequately with a tighter budget.
We're down about 10% from where we were 2 years ago, but still have the same footprint and implementing the same services across the state. So our Secretary Perdue, he's challenging the agency to do more with less and trying to find ways to be more efficient, and I'm confident that we can.
We'll have more in a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. FSA Director Brian Laceville says his staff has been busy with a modified program recently approved to assist dairy farmers.
Out of the bipartisan budget act that just happened in the spring, we were able to see some improvements to the MPP program, our dairy program, that's made it a little bit more reflective of current conditions. And we've had a big sign up, 300 producers, I believe we've got signed up in Kentucky, and had about $1.3 million in payments that have gone out or are pending to go out right now in the first month after they signed up.
He adds farmers in general are expressing concern about the farm economy.
Secretary Perdue, when he testified to the House Ag Committee, brought to the attention that farm income's down about 50% since our 2013 highs. Now, that's looking as an aggregate, but that aggregate's made up of individual family farm operations. So they're all trying to figure out ways to navigate this. Regardless of your industry right now, it's a challenging time.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.